Hey everyone, this is Pastor Benj, and thanks again for listening to today's Sugar Hill Church podcast. Hey, today I really feel compelled to talk about forgiveness and the peace that comes with it. I'm going to tell you a story, and hopefully it will help you on your journey. So I grew up in a very difficult family environment. My father was an alcoholic and was emotionally and physically abusive towards me and other members in the family. As you might imagine, I didn't have much, I guess really any spiritual upbringing. And then through a series of different events, I eventually ended up going to church with my girlfriend and now wife of 30 plus years. It was there one Sunday morning at that small church in Decatur, Georgia, that God sent His Holy Spirit to draw me to Himself. And at 19 years of age, I asked and received His forgiveness and accepted His invitation to join His family for eternity. At some point in, I guess, my mid to late 20s, I had a very difficult phone conversation with my dad. He was again drunk and began verbally abusing me, if you will. And at that moment, I was so fed up that I hung up the phone and decided I would never talk to him again. And I pretty much stuck to my decision. And for the next 30 plus years, I never went to their house, nor did I speak with him. He never reached out to me, and I never reached out to him. In the fall of 2014, my father passed away. I did see and talk to him several times during his final months. The first time I went to see him, my plan was to tell him that I forgive him for all the wrong things he did to me. And at that time, I thought that was the right thing to do. And as I was walking into the hospital, God convicted me and impressed upon me that it was I that needed to ask for his forgiveness. Now, this notion that I needed to forgive him was the furthest thing from my mind and my heart. I mean, after all, he was the one that caused me great pain in the early years of my life, I mean, right? At least that was my logic. Well, then the Holy Spirit reminded me that my father also had many challenges from his past, and he just simply didn't do a good job of coping with those challenges, nor at the time did he know what it meant to be loved by God and to be forgiven. So God showed me that I was wrong to cast him aside, and that as a forgiven Christ follower, my task was not to judge him or condemn him or to hold on to all the wrong things he did to me, but to love and forgive him just as he was and just as Jesus forgave me. So when I saw him, I guess it really was about the first time in 30 years, it was I who asked and received his forgiveness. I do have some regrets about not doing it sooner, but at the same time, I don't dwell on those regrets, and I am at peace with myself and glad that my dad and I reconciled before he went on to heaven. And he admitted that he was a Christ follower and that he had asked God to forgive him and believed in all of his heart that he had. So the reason for this story is really, you know, you may have someone that you need to forgive or ask for forgiveness. And so my prayer is that the Holy Spirit will prick your heart and that you will have the strength and courage to reach out to them this week with a heart of reconciliation. I believe with all of my heart that once you do, God's peace will overwhelm you. I hope and pray that God shows up mightily in your life today and you show up mightily in someone else's life as you exhibit God's love, grace, and forgiveness. Hey, everyone, thanks so much for listening. I look forward to seeing you guys this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and I hope the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling. Talk to you later. Bye.